This is Michael Johnson, and we are here on the floor of RSA 2007 in the Moscone Center in San Francisco. And we're here at one of the interesting booths. It is Mazu. And we're here with the CEO of Mazu, Paul Brady, and also the Senior Product Manager, Dimitri Vlachos. Welcome both of you to the podcast.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay. Now, Paul, let's start out. Tell me a little bit about what Mazu is.
Well, simply stated, Mazu provides continuous global visibility into how users, application, hosts, and devices are behaving on your network. Simply stated, it gives you a window into what users and applications do, how they're behaving, and it helps both security and network professionals secure and optimize their network.
Okay. Now, we've seen a lot of boxes here, a lot of things, and a lot of interesting sort of applications. You know, they all pretend to have answers. Tell me what Mazu's approach is and why you selected visibility as a way of looking at the network and the problems with it.
Sure. Well, what we've seen is there's lots of devices like firewalls, IPS, perimeter-based tools that if you can program signatures or rules into them, you can stop people from getting in. The reality is the network perimeter has become more porous. It's open, you know, via partnerships and business relationships and things like voice over IP. The network endpoints are expanding, and people just did not know what was happening on the network. And as usage of the network and the mission-critical nature of the network becomes more important, they really need to understand what's happening on the network, who's doing what, where, and how. And we do that in a unique way. We're able to, without agents or inline devices, through the use of NetFlow, which is pervasive on almost all networks and transparent, meaning very little to no overhead, we can very quickly, you know, tell users how people are behaving on the network, you know, what threats exist, and help them optimize it for business purposes.
Okay. Now, is the value of this that maybe a lot of people are finally getting into the security, getting to realize that they really need to get up to speed on security, and this is kind of an easy interface way for them?
Well, I think you know, the key drivers are, you know, applications are more tightly bound than ever to the network, and there's pressure on network and security operations teams to understand and resolve issues more quickly. 5 years ago, if you had an outage, you know, people were a little bit frustrated because email wasn't there and you couldn't surf the web. Now, you know, the cost of having any sort of network downtime is huge for most companies. And, you know, the exposure of any sort of breach of critical data is also very expensive in terms of brand. And so having that visibility on your network, you know, we think is more critical than ever. And is evidenced by the growth we've had as a business in 2006.
And Dimitri, what are you hearing from folks out there about what they're expressing as far as a need for security? Because one of the things that I've gathered at the conference is that a lot of people are thinking that the thinking about security, the mindset about security has to change. What are you hearing about?
Well, so what I hear about security is, you know, the policy-based, all these detecting of known problems, or, you know, most of the solutions today are based on the fact that you configure logs to send data to a central entity. And the problem with that is most of those solutions, you have to know what you're looking for. And they fail to realize that they're host-centric a lot of times, and they fail to realize that the network is what's connecting everything. So, you know, the network no longer is kind of network issues and security issues isolated. If a worm breaks down in your network, it not only affects your host, it can clog your network and affect other pieces of your infrastructure. So I think there's this commonality that, you know, is missing from a lot of products and solutions, is that the network, how it interacts, is key to security, just as it is key to, you know, network professionals as well. So, and that's an area that I think we're starting to see a lot of demand for. I don't understand my network. Before I can do anything, I need to really understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I would simply add to that, you know, I think what users are demanding is security tools help move them from reactive to proactive to predictive. And we think, you know, technology like Mazu Networks that gives you a behavioral-based view of what's actually happening on your network, real-time, historically, and can alert you to problems both, you know, with out-of-the-box heuristics and by you know, point-and-click policy, you know, to tell you about things like suspicious connections or users are using peer-to-peer or instant messenger and the firm has made a policy against it. We can out-of-the-box spot things like that and just help people understand and secure and optimize their network. One of the exciting things we did in our most recent release, which was last September, was we prior to that release, we had a very IP-centric view of the world. Now we're able to integrate with things like Active Directory, so instead of IP address, it's user, and we also are able to fingerprint over 500 applications, so instead of IP address, it's SAP server, Oracle server. So when you get into, you know, the Mazu appliance, you're looking with a very, you know, solid context. This user, you know, Paul, is talking to that server, SAP, and he's doing something unusual that he's never done before. Let's zoom into it and see exactly what he's doing. How's that vary from what he's typically done historically? And, you know, is it a problem? And if it, and to the extent it is a problem, you know, we can look into any device in the network, user or application, and say, who else is he connecting to? Who else is connected right now? Last week, we had a call from one of our customers in the East Coast, a large financial services firm, and they, you know, like many financial services firms, they have a policy against using IM. They want to control, you know, they have gateway products, and they want to control communication in and out. Well, you know, any guy with a little bit of technical capability knows how to tunnel IM over port 80 pretty easily. So the policy was in. We helped them establish a policy, you know, a simple policy within Mazu, and they called us up to tell us they had caught a user, you know, transferring 10 gig over IM, which obviously, you know, they didn't tell us what was contained. I don't know if it was anything bad, but they were quite excited that they were able to identify it quickly and stop it. And I think, you know, that'll get out there, and I think it'll be a way for them to enforce the rational policies that they're setting, you know, pretty easily.
Okay. So if folks want to find out about Mazu, where can they go? Is there a website?
At www.mazunetworks.com, and Mazu is spelled M-A-Z-U, and the networks is plural with an S.
Okay. I've been speaking today with the CEO of Mazu Networks, and that is Paul Brady, and also the Senior Product Manager, Dimitri Vlachos. It's been great talking with both of you. It sounds like a fascinating product, and we'll have a link up on PodTech. And thanks for talking
with
us.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Michael. Very nice to meet you.